Lux and Service, how can I help you?
Hi, Matthew. This is Nadine.
Yes, hello.
With Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, good, thanks. I was hoping to hear from you.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, I got a message. They asked if I could call you because you were requesting for me. So
yeah.
I am calling. What's going on?
So a couple of mix-ups. Nothing super serious, but I think it's going down the wrong way.
Okay.
I guess, so I'm opening up the office in L.A., and I've got a spin-off company in Huntington Beach, and I'm trying to coordinate getting you guys involved in it. And
yeah.
So what's happening right now in L.A. is I'm going to do what I was hoping to do when I spoke with the agents working with you.
Yeah, I see James.
Splash.
Yeah, James,
yeah.
Caesar.
Well, before Caesar and before James, we were talking about this with an agent, just, you know, regular
Tina?
Service agent, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
And she said, well, you know, you have a couple things you might want to, we have to check and verify and make sure. And I said, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Because what's going on in LA is that I was trying to extend the SEO coverage, just simple SEO coverage. To put it on the map in LA because I'm building an entirely different company profile with the BSIS, which includes a different locksmith license, a different company name, a different EIN. It's a completely different entity, separate from any work that I could be doing under the banner of Lockout Locksmith Services.
Right.
And so I don't want to develop what will soon be an entirely different project in some way, shape, or form. I want it to be very just basic infrastructure, extended office, SEO services from this office to this office. And that was what the whole point of the conversation was to determine whether or not that would be possible and then under which circumstances that would unfold.
Okay.
After a lot of back and forth, James, who'd been brought in a couple of times by Tina, I suppose, confirmed to me that it would be possible and that the pretense here would be that there would be no additional Google profile, but that some possible verification with regards to my company, my name, working out of that office with what were like, you know, a printed document or something of the matter. And I've been really adamant about this from the beginning. I don't want a business profile under my banner working on that office. Google is too complicated. They confuse issues. They take months to respond. They will delay everything. And in the meantime, I just want to have that office profitable. And I thought working with Caesar would be a little bit easier because I thought he would kind of take an objective approach at this and actually backtrack into the conversations. But apparently as soon as he found out that somebody had mentioned in passing that it might be possible that plausibly that we may have to ... get verification with Google, he stopped looking into it because I've mentioned since the beginning on this, there's been no change in my direction. This is my spin-off company in Huntington Beach is ready to go in the next coming weeks. You're supposed to be my guy for it. My LA company has been on the ground, soft open for 30 weeks, and you guys are supposed to be the guy for it. There's been no change in the direction of what I'm doing or any ideas that I'm coming up with. This has been the same from the beginning. I need a simple SEO service, which I'm willing to pay for. And by the way, in passing, I think you guys are much more valuable than the costing you do afford to your customers. But as a customer, I do appreciate that costing because I know I couldn't afford the service if it wasn't as, you know, easily obtainable.
Right.
That's kind of a side note. But
yeah.
So
okay.
I'm not sure what your take on all this is and where you're at and where you've been brought in on this, but I need to
see
you because I know you have a more polished approach on this sort of things. And I think you know a little bit more about it. And I just, maybe you'll have a bit more time to do the research and to look into it or have somebody look into it. But I've been very, very, very adamant about this. I don't want advanced verification. I don't want another business profile. I don't want to And so the question, you know,
where can it be good with or without? Yeah.
But that was originally initially answered, and you know, we bypassed all that. Yes, we got to that point. James came back with me. Well, I checked. We can. Shouldn't be a problem. Unless you want to do a business profile. No, I don't want to do a business profile. Okay, so then we should be able to do it. And then it comes back 3 weeks later. You know, I'm paying for the service that we're not getting. And
yeah.
There's apparently this hiccup in whether or not we're able to do this. And I'm trying to build up my van right now, build up the customer service, deal with
technicians. You got a lot going on. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't want to be arguing with a guy who thinks his telephone guy is right. I'm sorry. If James was in some way clear about this and this was going to be from the onset an issue, I just genuinely wouldn't have subscribed for the service right now.
Right.
Because in the coming months, I will have my license, the Google verification, I will do my profile. I don't need that service from you. I need the SEO. So,
yeah.
I, you know, some customers, you build Google profiles and you do this work for them. I don't need that. And I was pretty clear about that. So.
Yeah. And I appreciate
I'm
you
at a
loss that with me. And I spoke with Caesar and I've been reading through all the notes and everything. So I think what happened is you don't want the Google Business Profile, but that's part of our SEO, right? And you're right. In order for you to even have the Google Business Profile, we're going to have you go through the whole advanced verification because this is a whole separate location from the Anaheim one, which it sounds to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're not ready for that yet because you have other things going on right now. You don't have the license yet for all of that, correct?
They can't. So the intent was to have an extended office of lockout locksmith services, which would not require advanced verification since it's already been verified. Like, I mean, this is all in every conversation I've had with every person I've spoke to. The fact that Caesar wants to point out one excerpt where one agent says, well, we might need to get a billing profile started. He's pulling it like the last minute of the 28-minute conversation so that he can, you know, hail grace that his telephone rep is fine and it was good and was everything. I've got 27 minutes of conversation that say, I know exactly what I've asked for and I know what I'm not getting. I want the Lockout Locksmith Services brand popping up on a business map in LA. That was it. I don't want the profile because they will overlap the address and I don't want to cause confusion with Google.
Right. So, and you have a valid point there. In order for you to have that presence on the map, it would be us creating a Google Business Profile. Unfortunately, that's the way it's going to be done. So,
So James should have been really clear about that. I mean, you took 4 seconds. It took me 2 weeks with Tina and James.
And
even then, it's still 3 weeks later. Like, no, don't be sorry. It's cool. We can be confused. We can say the wrong, you know, we can get down the wrong path. I'm cool with that. But, like, I'm not going to sit here and argue that I'm signed up for what I asked for because that's not at all what I asked
for. Of course.
I was very clear.
Of course.
And you can see it in the telephone transcripts. You can see it in the recordings. Like, I am, and you can hear it now. I am very clear about what I want. I don't.
Yeah. So,
I'm not confused.
I understand exactly what you're saying. You want to be on that map, but without the Google Business Profile, and there's not a way for us to do that.
Right, but I have my Google Business Profile in the Anaheim.
In the Anaheim one you do, But for LA, we can't do it without having the Google Business Profile, which is going to require the verification, the advanced verification,
video
verification.
Okay.
And right now you're not quite ready for that, correct? Because you're still waiting on the licensee. Okay. So
licensing is like we're live on licensing in like 3 weeks. So I wouldn't. I'm not looking to sign up for a Google Business Profile plan.
Yeah,
not yet.
Okay, got that. Okay, so I guess then we're looking at a refund, right?
Ideally, and then if you know, that's a huge issue, you know, I don't know, moving forward can be put onto the account.
Yeah, I know Caesar said, he says, let him know I can do the refund on the two locations of the 278. Are you wanting to also cancel out on the Anaheim location as well?
Well, no, Anaheim is a separate, so Anaheim's supposed
to be
separate.
Right, so you want to keep Anaheim going, correct?
Yeah.
You want to still keep that one going. Okay, that's what I needed to just be sure. Okay, give me a second because you're going to hear me typing, clicking away over here. Because I want to make sure that I notate everything correctly. And then I'll meet with Caesar. And then I can call you back to let you know exactly what's going to be refunded. So, and when I do my notes, I'm going to read them back to you. Okay.
I'm really not trying to be a difficult customer. I know you probably get people that are ornery and I'm not, when Caesar steps in at this point, I am not a happy customer. I've explained to him, I'm like, listen, you can't come in and try to resolve something without doing the work for it. I need you to go back and look at the phone conversation. This so you can be up to speed. And this is not like I was confused and maybe, and this is a very clear, like, as far as I'm concerned, it could, you know, I can say the same thing for 25 minutes. And if you tell me differently on, you know, minute 26, it didn't change what I said prior to that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I get it. And I think sometimes, you know, and in all fairness, we have a great team, right? We really do. There could have been. I don't know. I didn't listen to the calls. I'm listening to what you're telling me and I'm being attentive to what, and you've been pretty calm on the phone. I know sometimes, and I'll say it, sometimes when I'm on the phone with people like in customer service for like my bills or whatever, and there's a discrepancy on something or they're not, like I don't feel like they're quite hearing what I'm saying, I tend to get a little bit higher tone and I come off kind of like, at this point now I'm mad, you know, and my husband has to remind me like, hey, you got to calm down. And I'm like, okay, I get that. You know what I mean? So I understand. Yeah. It's like, I'm just trying to get my point across and I feel like I'm not being heard. But I will tell you this, Caesar and James is one of our best. You know what I mean? And he's really, really good. So again, I feel like there might have been like something maybe miscommunicated or that wasn't understood, but we're going to fix it. Okay. So, let me see here.
Thank you.
Request to speak with me. He was, okay. So
no, I was here. Probably a ripe cunt with Caesar at the end. I'm getting emails that I have to do business profile. I spend 3 weeks talking, 2 weeks talking on the phone, trying to iron this out with James. Like at this point I'm done. Like, I mean, what is wrong? Why is there an issue here? If we can't do it, then don't sell it. Like James maybe needs to review the notes or check into our conversation that him and I had. I was very clear, and I know what I want. I'm not trying to. So, what is it?
You weren't trying to be difficult. Yeah, you weren't trying to be difficult. You were just saying, you know, and this is where I think where there might have been the confusion, right? So, and that's why they wanted me to talk with you. They're like, hey, can you talk to him? Because he did ask for you at one point, and I said, yeah, I'll give him a call. I mean, I haven't talked to him since when I signed him up, but I'll see what's going on, you know. They're like, you know, maybe you can, you know, let him know like what he, you know, to see what he needs, like what can we do? And I said, okay, so I know how the process is, right? So I'm glad that I spoke with you because now I understand you were trying to branch out Lockout Locksmith into LA to be on the map, but without the Google business profile because you're not ready for that yet. You don't have a license yet. That's like within the next 3 weeks, right?
Lockout Locksmith has the license, but I'm building the brand out there, which is probably, I'm waiting for the name confirmation, but it's probably like Elite Locksmith, Beverly Hills.
Oh, okay.
You know, Locksmith 90210. Yeah.
I like the Locksmith 90210, to be honest with you.
Yeah, the playoff of the TV show, right?
It was one of my favorite shows, you know. I was so in love with, what's his name? Oh my gosh, I can't remember his name. The Rebel
there
guy.
Was Jason and Dylan or something.
I think it was Dylan. I was so in love with him when I was a kid. I just told you my age.
Something Perry. No, but I used to watch the show.
Yeah, it was
too.
Perry. Yeah, his last name was Perry.
Perry.
His first name was Perry, one of those. Okay, so he wanted to branch out Lockout Locksmith. He wanted to branch out to the LA location. Let me say it like that. Wanted to branch out to the LA area.
And then James, on his end, he would have said it doesn't work. I'm fine. I'd just wait.
Yeah. So he wanted to branch out to the LA area without doing the GBT because he is still waiting on licensing and confirmation of the company name for that location.
Yeah. BSIS, they can tell you your name sounds too much like another company and then you have to change it.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the Lockdown Locksmith was too close to some other name, and they changed it to Lockout Locksmith. Which, when I did my trademark, has like, I don't know, like 45, I don't even know how many companies are using Lockout Locksmith. It didn't make sense.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why they would tell me to use that one.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so you wanted to branch out to the LA area on Google Maps without doing the GBP because he is still waiting on licensing and confirmation of the company name for that location. This would be a complete separate entity. Spell it right, maybe. Okay. If this was going to require him doing the DV and advanced verification, not ready yet. Okay, so he will continue with us managing the Anaheim location. I hear that's doing pretty well, too, from what I understand.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's doing decent, you know what I mean? It's not like it's moving or anything, but I hear it's doing good.
Okay. We're still obligated. We're still taking, we're still stubbing out our services to our competition, which is what's driving me wild. Which is driving me with all these other changes. I don't want to keep stubbing out. And that's the thing is, but the problem is, like, if you look at, maybe you can do background on it and you can fill me in, but one of my guys that I used to work with, Quick.
Okay.
He's a ProQuick locksmith and working out of Costa Mesa. I mean, and I'll tell you, let me digress really quickly, Nadine.
Okay.
My company, right now, if I'm standing at my office and I punch it in online, I don't come up. I can't find my website. I can't find the company. Half the time I'm not on the Google. This last week, it's been a shit show because I'm opening up 24 hours just to keep and maintain business because we're not profitable without it. And my grievance is that ProQuick Locksmith, which is based almost 26 miles away, is always in every search that I see on top of the line. And when I'm subbing out to these customers, I keep seeing ProQuick Locksmith, which is a company I used to work for. They're pulling calls like on a 10-minute basis. Every 5 to 10 minutes we're getting a call from one of the customers, or we have to call one of the customers of that company. And I don't know what I'm doing wrong or what you're not doing or what Google is, you know, they've contrived or contracted with Google. But for whatever reason, like the difference between my business that I'm getting these, you know, these calls coming in like Andy Griffith on the Griffith Show, and this guy with his like Star Trek laser shift vision where he's getting calls every 4 minutes. I don't understand it. I genuinely don't understand it because I'm still paying that $8,000 on Google. I'm still paying like this huge monies everywhere and I don't know how to increase or improve the performance. And I've even called you guys up a couple times like, hey, how can I improve this SEO so that I can, you know, how do I get more hours? How do I, you know, what is the next, do I have to hire like 4 SEO companies for this to work? Like, why is this guy able to be the first on the list on Google when he's 26 miles away? And like, I mean, I get it. I'm first on the list somewhere else too. Like, I'm not against that whole theory, but there's like, it's a, the common denominator is like, I am constantly getting outbid on these calls or on the ranking. And I'm not sure how to improve that. So That's just like a, you know, throwing my hands up in the air and desperate hope. Like, if you've got an answer, throw it at me like spaghetti on a wall and I'll fucking figure it out. But, you know, if there's something you guys can do as end, you know, as service providers for an end user, like, I'm asking you, like, whatever it is, sign it up. Like,
yeah. So, and that's fair. You know, I mean, everything that you're saying is valid. I know Google's algorithm is always changing. You know, trust me, for someone who wouldn't be familiar with it, and even so, even with me, there's still things that I'm not too familiar with, and that's why I'm not on that side. But I know the majority, right, of how Google works. It's tricky. It's not like back in the day, and I'll say this when, and again, telling you my age, like the Yellow Pages, everybody started their business with the letter A, right, because they wanted to be in the first pages, and Google doesn't work like that at all. Okay, so let me just, I'm going to chat with Caesar and then find out exactly what's going to be refunded to you. I am going to let him know that you still want to keep the location for the Anaheim one still going, but as of like the one in LA, the Beverly Hills one, we're going to kill that one for right now because you're not ready for that yet. So
is
I'm
there
gonna,
no way to do a soft open with this? How why is it so
restricted? There isn't, because in order for you, and again, I'll say, because of the SEO, to be on that map, it has to be done with the Google Business Profile. It cannot be done without it.
I was under the impression, okay. I was under the impression with the conversation I had with James, maybe we were talking about, you know, being on Bing or on Edge or Microsoft or, you know, Google isn't the only platform. Is there something I'm not saying here to make,
the right thing? No. You are, I could see what other things can be done for that location, but as far as in the map, which is where you want to be, right, in the LA area, it won't happen without the Google Business Profile. So I just want to be like clear on that.
But Apple Map was, their requirement was only that I have a physical address.
That you had the physical address. So I can ask them if we can do those things without doing the Google Business Profile and what that would look like, and then get back with you on that.
Yeah. Because
would that
I'm,
be fair? Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying, like, I'm willing to throw money in the fire here. I just want to get, I need, you know, proper exposure, and I, you know, the feedback I'm getting from previously, you need to do business profile. Well, I already know that. That's the entire
right. But you're saying, so without doing the business profile, what you want to know is what else can you guys do for me? Correct.
We're back at square one.
Okay.
That was the original question. That I posed to James from the beginning. You know, or to team from the beginning.
That's perfect. So let me get with Caesar. You're going to get a call back from me again. Let me get with Caesar and ask him, other than the Google Business Profile, like that right now is out of the question. Okay. What else can we do to give him that exposure? Okay.
Yeah.
Without doing this whole verification, whether that's getting him on directories, whether that's doing, I don't know, Facebook ads. I don't even know if we could do Google ads. Let me ask him, what else can we do? So this way you have some online presence for the LA location without us doing the Google Business Profile. Cause right now that's like off the table for right now.
Obviously.
Okay.
Yeah. I see that.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right.
You know,
and then
we can worry about refund or whatever after.
What?
Like I'm not,
absolutely.
Yeah, I'm not hugely concerned with it. Like I'm just, you know, I'm hemorrhaging money like a fucking heavy bleeder on period. Like this is just, It's a constant monthly thing with Google and everybody else that's, you know, picking on me. So I'm just trying to get things moving. And then I turn around and my guy, well, we're still have to sub out to my direct competition. It's just fucking retarded. I can't be paying this kind of money and have to be subbing out. That's just, it's just heartbreaking, you know?
Yeah.
And if you guys have like collaborators that I should be working with, or partners that you work with as well, like fill me in. My problem is the only thing that I can see that could be an issue and that, you know, you might try to bring as a solution is the Google Ads aspect with your company. But this extra, you know, whatever it was, 10-20% off the top is legitimately like the profit margin that keeps us moving. So.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've got the text to pay, and then after we finish with the costs on materials, paying out the keys and equipment and everything, like that, even an extra 10% would just drive me back to the point where I'm subbing out again. Like, it's just, it's a vicious circle. So yeah, if there's something else, a collaborator or something else that we can work with, I'll sign in.
Okay.
But yeah. Otherwise we'll just, we can close off this idea of putting Beverly Hills on the map for now, or LA on the map, until I get things organized, and then I can come back.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And then I'm just letting him know. He's going to let me know when he's available so I can speak with him. And so we will be getting back with you sometime today. Okay. As soon as we get it resolved. All right. And I have an answer for you.
I appreciate it.
Okay. You're so welcome. All right.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
You're awesome. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Bye bye.